Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, ready to drive you down the road of music history. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across three rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia can be done however you want. You can play this game solo, competitively, or collaboratively. Our three rounds today will be the year 1982, Hall of Fame, and Only the Beat. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and join in our polls. I love to see everyone that plays this game from all around the globe. And today's shout out goes to our players over in Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think through a question. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one today, we are taking the time machine all the way back to 1982. To get you in the mood, this is the year that we met an alien by the name of E.T. at the cinema. And the biggest shows on TV were Dallas and Magnum P.I. We have five questions for you all about the music news of the year 1982, with 1 point for each correct answer. Question 1. In October 1982, which hugely popular Andrew Lloyd Webber musical began an 18-year stint on Broadway? Question 2. In July 1982, The Wall was a surreal musical film released by which English band? Question 3. In January 1982, Ozzy Osbourne famously bit the head off what live animal on stage? Question 4. In June 1982, which movie musical sequel about high school students was released and bombed both critically and at the box office? Question 5. In October 1982, what type of music media was sold for the first time, starting in stores in Japan? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is the Hall of Fame. If an act has made enough of an impression with the public and their fellow music stars in their lifetime, they may end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In this round, you're going to receive five clues about music acts who have been immortalized in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1 point is available for each music star that you can correctly guess. Question 6. This 90s pop star, known for hits like All I Wanna Do and If It Makes You Happy, was inducted in 2023. Question 7. This New York icon was inducted in 1999 and is known for songs like She's Always a Woman and Just the Way You Are. Question 8. This country star, known for classics like Ring of Fire and I Walk the Line, was inducted in 1992. Question 9. This soul and funk singer, who is also known for having voiced the character of Chef on South Park, was inducted in 2002. Question 10. This pioneering 1980s hip-hop group with an alphabetic name was inducted in 2009. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is only the beat. You're about to hear snippets of five popular songs, but we've stripped away any vocals and left you with only the beat. 1 point is available for guessing a correct song title, and another point if you know the artist behind the song. To help you along, we'll also tell you the year that each song came out. Now, let's take a listen. Question 11. A track from 2012. Question 12. A track from 2010. Question 13. A track from 1995. Question 14. A track from 2013. And finally, question 15. This track is from 1986. That is all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a little break to reveal all the answers. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. The answers are coming your way, starting with the year 1982. Question one. Cats debuted on Broadway in 1982 and didn't close until September 2000 after a whopping 7,485 performances. Question 2. Pink Floyd. Question 3. A bat. Osborne later claimed he didn't know it was real and thought it was made of rubber. Question 4. Grease 2 was the doomed sequel. Question 5. CDs, or compact discs, were sold for the first time. They would appear in the rest of the world the following year, but not become dominant until the early 90s. Continuing on to round 2, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Question 6. Sheryl Crow was inducted in 2023. Question 7. Billy Joel was inducted in 1999. Question 8. Johnny Cash was inducted in 1992. Question 9. Isaac Hayes was inducted in 2002. And question 10, Run DMC were inducted in 2009. For our final round today, you were trying to pick songs from only the beat. Remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11, Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Question 12, Only Girl in the World by Rihanna. Question 13, that was Wonderwall by Oasis. Question 14, Riptide by Vance Joy. And finally, question 15 was Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you are listening on Spotify, you can stop right now and go leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.